Epic Church Online. Let's eat.
Hello, welcome. Good morning. Welcome to Epic. You could find a seat. It is great to be together this morning. Welcome once again. Welcome to Epic. My name is Sandra. I am a board member here at Epic Church. It is always great to see friends, old ones, new ones, familiar ones, ones that we don't get to see all the time. So it's great to be together this morning. If this is your first time visiting, know that this is a special morning. We will not have our regular service. We also will not be having our regular children's ministry. We are inviting the kids to celebrate with us this morning. However, we do have the ceilings room open, so if you do need to take your babies or your children to the ceilings room, that room is down this hall to the left, and so parents are welcome to take their kids there during the service if needed. As I said, this morning is a special celebration. We're celebrating Reverend Kevin Doy and his family and the service that they have given our church community. We will miss them very much. We are so blessed to have had Doreen, who has ministered in many ways over the years. We are blessed, Doreen, by your partnership, by your friendship, and by your prayer. I know personally I've been ministered by prayer by Doreen, and I'm so blessed by that, and I know many of you have as well. We are so fortunate to have seeing Karis and Jaren grow up from little ones running around, and most recently to see Karis lead our youth worship team, which has been such a gift to really gather the youth and worship. And it's really been a unique thing to be able to worship with the youth. So thank you, Karis, for that. And we are so excited for Karis as she goes on to college. So I know it's an exciting time for you as well, and it's a time of transition, and it will be a great one. And of course, for the past 20 years, Kevin has been not only our pastor, but our mentor and our friend and an invaluable voice in the vision for Epic. Thank you, Kevin, for showing us how to connect to one another, to one another's pain with empathy and compassion, and reminding us of God's invitation to the uncomfortable places of the world's brokenness. We have grown so much under you, and we are so thankful. But we will miss the entire family, not Kevin, and we want to celebrate all of you. We are just so happy, though, to celebrate today and to be reminded of all that you've done here. So I'm going to go ahead and open us in prayer. If you're just coming in, go ahead and take a seat. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord, for all that you've done here at Epic for the last 20 years. We thank you for Kevin's leadership and his voice. We know that you have been using him in many ways to speak to us, to work in us in ways that we have felt challenged, you know, because of your voice through him. And so we are thankful for that. We are just so grateful for the ways that you have challenged us. And we pray that you would be with the Doy family as they transition in this new season, that you would reveal to them their next steps, even if a lot may seem obscure right now, that they may that you might shine a little bit of light onto their feet, Lord, so that they would feel that you are leading them somewhere, Lord. So we thank you for your word, and we know that you're going to be at work in their lives. And we just pray that you be with us as we celebrate this morning, and that you would speak to us in the celebration, and that you would be with Epic, Lord, as we move forward, Lord. In your name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Good morning, Epic and friends and family. How are you? It's great to see a lot of familiar faces. So let's all rise this morning and let's praise God together before go through our...
Good morning, everybody. It's a joy to look out and see you all here. We have come here this morning to celebrate a singular moment in our church's history. This is a momentous occasion for us. We are observing and celebrating 20 years of love, service, and leadership by our pastor, Kevin. And so this morning is a time to remember and savor the imprint that he's left on our church, to tell the stories of what life together has been like, because that's one of the things that we've learned from Kevin, is to tell our stories to one another. Now, 20 years, you have to know, seems like an eternity in the church world. It is a long time. It is not the norm. In that time, the church began... people just out of college. There were a gaggle of college students roaming around in the church, and now look at us today. There are wild herds of toddlers running rampant back and forth. Our church, under Kevin's leadership, has seen many seasons. 20 years is an especially big kind of round number, I think, for someone who has been so anointed for starting new things, making new spaces for people to come and gather around Jesus. And so we testify that it has been a remarkable journey with you. It's been a remarkable journey full of smooth seas and rough seas, but even more so full of good people, love, and I trust the Spirit of God. For me personally in this time, as I think about our time together, I made a vow that I wouldn't turn this into a roast because I love Kevin, and I'm not going to do that to him. And there are lots of things that could be shared, but I think it's important to say that in that time, Kevin, it's been my honor to serve alongside you. I've learned deep lessons about love and ministry by watching you, deep lessons about love and ministry and fashion as I've watched you all these years. And if I were pressed to choose, I think as a pastor, the lesson that's most impressed me working side by side for such an age, I think that I would say I have seen up close and personal what courage looks like as a minister, what courage looks like in leadership, how to take risks both big and small, how to face the questions that just kind of hover and swirl around every church and every minister. Will anybody come if we do that? Will someone be upset if we say that? How do we get good coffee on a Sunday morning? Can we move again? What if we tried to be small? Could you have a DJ for a worship service? Shouldn't we try? Can we really afford this? And for 20 years, I think the answer, the courageous answer I've seen from you, Kevin, is if people are blessed and gather around Jesus, can we not afford to try? As our pastor, time and again, you've led us into unexplored territory as a church, into ministry that challenged us, into theology that turned over old cherished beliefs like so many tables in a temple. And you did these things, Kevin has done these things, knowing that some people will get it. That we'll be a different kind of church that makes space for everyone. And some people will get it, maybe not everybody, but for those few people who get what he hopes to do, it will mean the world to them. And for the people that don't, there needs to be enough love amongst us to make it worthwhile. You've charted our course with the courage to make new space for people to gather around Jesus, challenged us to rethink even what church and community could be. I think the lasting gift that Kevin has given our church as its founder, as its leader, as its pastor in all these years, I think the peace of the kingdom of God that really has sunk into our bones that you've offered us as a church is you've shown us that it is a value of the kingdom of God, of Jesus himself, to make room to listen to the folks who don't usually get a chance to speak up, to share, to make spaces that are new and different for all people to see Jesus. That's precious. Kevin's influence, beyond just starting the church, but all these years, has impressed upon us all the need for that. From our inception, you have pursued Epic as a space for the people who aren't here, the people who are outside, outside the church, outside the norms of society, outside the halls of power. And I think that it's Kevin's unique ability to bring people together, to get people talking, having conversation, sharing their stories, that has been a sustaining gift for us as a church. And it really is a godly gift to have been given. So I hope and I pray that that is something that we always savor. Thank you for that gift. We are grateful as a church that we have been and will be shaped by your leadership, grateful to have lived together, experimented together, labored together. Thank you for sharing your family life with us, Doreen, Jaron, Karis. You are each gifts to us all. So we're going to celebrate today and remember and tell stories, tell lots of stories. I know that the juicy ones won't come out until later at the reception when the food's here, but it's a good day to tell juicy stories. Kevin, you have made Epic a unique port of call where many people of many different journeys have laid anchor and traded rare gifts from the kingdom of God. We have all grown in this space together where people who never thought that they could go to church and people who thought that they could not stay could come together and hear and see and touch and feel Jesus. They saw something different. We have all seen something different about God because of you. Thank you. So this morning, you have to know that in addition to this room, there are people literally spread out all over the world who have something to say about Kevin. And so with that, I would ask you to direct your attention to the screen behind me because some of them want to tell you some things too.
Hi, I'm Frank Nakasone, one of the original three who started Epic. I was around for the first 10 years, and boy, that was quite the roller coaster ride. Ask Hiring. I want to praise God and thank Kev for the honor and privilege of the whole Epic experience. Kev, I appreciate your friendship, your partnership, and your mentorship. Thanks for giving me space to be creative with the worship services. I will always treasure our meetings at Mimi's Cafe. We went there so much that Kev got tired of their food. Through all the highs and the lows, I had confidence in Kev's leadership. God had imparted such a clear vision to him that Kev could sense when Epic was going off the rails and course correct. I want to say, well done, Kev, for 20 plus years in church ministry. That's a long run. Hundreds have drawn closer to God and each other because of your transparency and insights. I'm very proud of your impact in the Fullerton community. I also want to wish Kev, Doreen, Jaron, and Karis all the best in the future. Lastly, I just want to say one thing. Go Warriors. come out.
I just wanted to start off in saying thank you first to Jared and Karis, because you actually probably sacrificed the most out of all of us, because you had to share your mom and dad with everyone. And you didn't choose into that, but I want to tell you thank you. I appreciate it. We all appreciate it. It doesn't get mentioned that often. And I want you to know that we love you for that. Hope you're doing well. Doreen, I want to thank you for teaching me and leading our group with the healing prayer ministry. If it wasn't for that, I wouldn't have experienced some of the miracles that I got to be a part of and witness. Emotional healing for people, physical healing for people, and myself as well. So I want to thank you for that and for always allowing me to be part of the family. Kevin, it's been a long time, and you're going to be moving on to new thing. It's amazing to me that God matched us up, two INFs. And so when we got together, if we had nothing to say or a lot to say, we were safe doing it. It was fun to collaborate. And I'll never forget all those late nights staying up editing video, trying to figure out what we're going to do for the sermon the next day. And if it wasn't those things keeping us up, it was, just the magnificence of being up and talking about all the great and wonderful things that maybe Epic could become. It was the thing I was looking for when I was restless during that time when we started Epic, even before it was called Epic. And so I thank God for you. He brought me somebody who would teach me, to mentor me. And he brought me a best friend in you. And I wish you nothing but the best. I think you know that I'm always going to be very positive of what I think is in store for you. I look forward to that. Thank you. Congratulations in all you've achieved. And I think there's more to come. Hope to see all of you soon. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Hey, Epic Church. Welcome to this awesome temple to Zeus in Lebanon. Pretty cool, huh? I just wanted to say hi, and I'm so excited that I could make this little video to you, Kev, and Doreen on this special day. I'm thinking about just how you nourished us, and kind of how the Bible talks about how us as believers are like living stones used to build up God's church. And I love just how you have spent your heart and soul and life with us at Epic in trying to build us up as a body, and just through your encouragement, just you being you, of course, with all of the wisdom that God and the Holy Spirit has planted within you. And I could thoroughly say that I wouldn't be here serving in Lebanon if it wasn't without you. You have helped me open doors that I didn't know were there, especially within the American Baptist churches and also through your connections. But not only that, during my years at Epic, you fed my soul and opened my eyes to a lot of things that I just know that God wanted me to hear, and a lot of growth that needed to happen in my life. And also many others, as you all are sitting watching this as well. And so I'm so grateful. And also, Doreen, I just want to bless you as well. And thank you so much for your love and encouragement. Again, I wouldn't be here because, of your prayers and just many, many Wednesday nights on the prayer team, just pouring into my life and encouraging me. And so, blessings to both of you. Remember these rocks, or this temple, I should say, as you move forward. Just these are remains of a crazy legacy from centuries old. And just like them, you have left a legacy in our hearts. And we are so, so grateful. God bless.
Hi, Kevin. Just wanted to thank you real quick for the ways that you've impacted our lives. Two things especially that come to mind now for me. Appreciate what you taught us about community in the church. especially, and loving our neighbors. And those are two things that have really stuck with me and been formative to me, and just continue to really shape so much of how we live and what we're doing here. We wish you all the best in what you have coming up.
Kevin, it's crazy to think that Epic is saying farewell to you today, but I just want to say we love you, we appreciate you. I want to thank you for a few specific things. Thank you for founding Epic, which has been a blessing to me. I think back to when I first came to Epic, I was in sort of a confusing and skeptical, cynical time in my walk with God and in my journey with church. And Epic was really a place where I could receive blessing and renewed hope in those things. And thank you for being my lead story leader and encouraging me through that. Thank you for your words of affirmation and your hospitality. Thank you for your fresh and interesting and challenging teachings and insights on the Bible and theology. I really appreciate those, that you keep our sort of our critical thinking muscles working hard, and I appreciate that. And thank you for your heart for Fullerton, for serving the local community in such a wonderful way. Really believe that God has great things in store for you in the future, and we're excited to see what that looks like. So that's all for now. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, Pastor Kevin. I just want to say thank you for restoring my faith in church. That church can be a place where I can be my authentic self, that genuine community is possible, a place where my voice can be heard and my story can be told, that the church can be about people and about relationships first and foremost. Thank you so much for journeying alongside me and just for teaching me firsthand what it means to be a true leader. Your posture, to be open and to be willing to learn and to grow is it's humbling to say the least. Thank you so much for your friendship. It means everything to me, and I miss you so much, and I miss your family, and I'm just really excited for what God has in store for you.
Hello, there you go. It was great to see and hear so many great things from Kevin's time here at Epic. At this time, we're going to hear a little bit more about that. We're going to be inviting the recently retired senior pastor at Evergreen, Reverend Dr. Ken Fong. He has been both a friend and a mentor to Kevin as a pastor, and is now on campus at Fuller Seminary. It is a privilege for him to share a few words about the long view of Kevin's life. So we want to invite him up now.
Well, they're setting me up there. It is a privilege to be here. I feel like I'm uniquely qualified to say something today. One, because I know what it's like to go, and I know what it's like to stay. 20 years, that's nothing, dude. I was at the same church for 40 years, okay? They couldn't get rid of me. Not as a senior pastor the whole time, but certainly I know what it's like when the church goes through change, and for a bunch of us, we were the ones that stayed, and like two-thirds of the church left to start another church, and that's how I became the senior pastor. So I know what it's like to be the ones who stay when someone leaves. But during that whole span of 40 years when I was at the church, I also saw thousands of people come and go. I used to joke, are we not working? Okay. I used to joke with my staff and my wife that I was like the free space on the bingo card. It's like all the numbers change, but I'm the one constant with my family. So last summer when I retired, that really put the church into kind of a shock mode because I was the one constant, right? I was the one person that they could rely on. And I think it was good for the church to actually go through that transition because they needed to understand and appreciate that pastors do come and go. Pastors do come and go. I'm trying new technology here, so. Pastors come and go, but it's the church that actually is the constant. Someone say amen to that, right? And I think when you have long-tenured pastors, you tend to forget that it's about the church. It's not about the pastors, okay? So today, whether or not we get slides, it's really, we can do this either way. Okay.
It might not read.
Okay, so, oh, it says play. Here we go. So today, I don't want to just talk about Kevin. I want to talk to you, too, as the church. Is that okay? I think I've been around long enough where I can go past the original invitation. I was like, what do you do, fire me? You can't fire me, right? So that's one of the great things about being retired. No one can fire me. He's like, oh, you asked me to talk about this? I'm going to talk about this. Both you and Kevin and his family are facing an uncertain future. The church in America is facing an uncertain future. Heck, America is facing an uncertain future. So I think it would be very wise for us to consider how, in fact, we deal with this. Okay, now is it not advancing? Okay, go ahead, advance it. I was worrying about the distance. Okay. One of the, I think, the best things that God has taught me and my family about facing an uncertain future is that we do it with gratitude. Now, usually at the moment of the change, people are sad. Change means loss. That's why we don't like change. Okay? We like things to stay the same. I eat Honey Nut Cheerios every day for breakfast. Okay? Because Costco sells two big boxes taped together, and I'm the only one that eats them, so I'm not going to waste it, okay? But basically, that's what it's all about. I like this quote. Oh, we're ahead one. Okay, go to the quote there. For some reason, it's not showing up on my screen, but we'll do this, okay? So I like this quote from Christian Anderson. She says this, that when we're facing change, it's important to focus on what we have to be grateful for, because then the tide of loss goes out and we kind of get filled back in with fullness. And there's a lot to be grateful for here at Epic Church. And there's a story in the Old Testament about the people of God on this journey, and it took them more than 20 years. It was a long time. And they were confronted with the River Jordan that was impassable. And God spoke to Joshua and said to Joshua, okay, so I'm going to do a miracle here for you and your peeps. Okay, I'm going to actually part it's not just the Red Sea. I'm going to part the waters of the Jordan River so that you and your people on the way to the Holy Land, on the Promised Land, can cross on dry land. But halfway across that river, I need some of your people to make a pile of stones. Okay? Now, I don't know about you. If I'm passing through a river and I see the water piled up on either side, I just want to get to the other side. And God's going, yeah, but it's important, not just for you who are crossing that river on dry land, not just for you who are experiencing the miracle, it's important for you and your future generation who never had this experience to have something to look back on and remember and be grateful that God was present in a way that you couldn't explain, but you experienced, okay? And so it says here, you can go on to the, we'll keep going back and forth, okay. So you go on to the, he basically says, this way your children, when they ask about those stones, this way you can tie them back to the gratitude that you all still carry in your hearts. Even though you're facing current hardships, even though there's been comings and goings, you still have this reason to be grateful. Now, I think we're a pretty mobile society today. I don't know that it really works practically to carry around boulders with us. But even small little pebbles, even little stones, and that's what I want to spend the rest of this time doing, is to kind of help Kevin and his family and all of you have this kind of wellspring of gratitude as you all face an uncertain future, okay? So let's go on finally from this. So I love those signs in the mall, right? In this big, massive space, it locates you very quickly. You are here, but you didn't start here. None of you started here. There is a time, go ahead and click it, where there's a history of 20 years, specifically when Kevin and his core and his family planted Epic Church. And that's a long time, it's already been said. And there's been a lot of activity of God in that time, right? And it's easy to be stuck in the now, experiencing change and uncertainty and loss, and not spend enough time dwelling on those clear memories, those reasons, to know that this God was good to this church and to these people. And why would this God not continue to be good? So let's, as you dwell on the past, it, I think, can fuel your faith for the uncertain future. Hasn't that always been true in our lives? I think that, you know, there are no guarantees going forward, but we can learn and get strength from things in the past. Challenges, obstacles, failures, disappointments, right? All these kind of things where in the past, when you were right on that red dot, it was impossible to see your way across that river. And yet somehow, some way, God worked. And then we move on to the next red dot. And it's easy to just leave those memories behind. And I want to tell you today that that's not the way God wants us to work about the uncertain future. All right, let's go to the next slide. So, you know, if we had lots of time, I would actually have you in small groups and, you know, you'd all talk about, yes, who was the original people? You know, what were some of the challenges? How did Kevin dress in those days? Right? I mean, I think there was a phase where you guys had denim shirts with, you know, the name of the church. Wow. Okay. I mean, there's all these kind of things. One of the tough things about starting a church is that inevitably some of the original people are led to leave, right? And I know what that feels like. And, you know, at first you're all excited. Yeah, we're on board. This is all about, right, what God has planted in our hearts. And then circumstances in life and sometimes even broken relationships happen and some of those people leave. And I know what it's like to stay and feel like, wow, I thought we were in this for life, right? And yet, it's the same God, okay? So, be grateful that Epic was started. Be grateful that Kevin and the rest had the courage and the vision to start a church that wasn't just going to be like any other church. But that was 20 years ago. And a lot of you, let's show of hands, anyone still here, including Kevin's family, that was part of the original? Okay? I should just look for the oldest people in the room. But how about everybody else? You're on the next line. For the last 20 years, God has called different people into this ministry, both to contribute, right, and to take things from this experience and take it to different parts of the world. God's activity has been here in all of you, in all of that, in all the different relationships, and even the disappointments. God's activity has been there, and there are absolutely reasons for every single one of you to be grateful. And as Anderson said, in the midst of this change, whether you wanted it or not, it's so helpful, it's so life-giving to be filled up with the reasons for you to be grateful. And now you find yourself here. And as I said before, everyone, most everyone, doesn't like change. Now, if the current status quo is such that it really is bad for you, you want change, okay? You want change. But even people in, you know, there are women in abusive marriages that when they go to the abusive women clinic or they go to get counseling and they're saying, well, you need to leave your husband, they would say, but it's familiar. Like, we will even choose to stay in uncomfortable, unhealthy, even threatening spaces just because we hate change so much. And then sometimes God, in his grace and mercy, says, I know you don't want this, but it's for your own good. Doesn't sound like a parent? We're going to actually have to do something here, and sometimes I'm going to have to use explosive bolts to get you going. When I was first in seminary, the vision that God gave me to be a pastor was all about Northern California, and there was a big X over Los Angeles. Like, I thought God made a deal with me. Well, I came up with it, and God signed it. Like, I'll be a pastor, even though I never wanted to be a pastor, so long as you never make me pastor in Los Angeles and FOB Chinese people. I was very specific. Okay, now I'm Chinese, okay, but I'm very Americanized, and so my family wasn't prejudiced against a lot of other people, but we were prejudiced against immigrant Chinese because they ruined our game. Right? Are you like them? No, right? So off I went to seminary in Northern California. I thought God had signed the deal, and I was only going to pastor a church of American-born Chinese and maybe some Japanese on the side, okay? And within 1 year, God blew the whole thing up. Like, God blew, my girlfriend was cheating on me. The church that I grew up in clearly was never going to receive me as a pastor, right? And then the seminary I was at, it was just going through all this chaos, and it looked like I wasn't even going to get the education that I was paying for. And so, lo and behold, within a few months period, the unthinkable became very thinkable. In fact, more than thinkable, it became desirable on my part. And it's just like, you know, God, I got to get out of here. And I will go for a short period of time to the land of the Dodgers and the Lakers, right? I will be that foreigner in a foreign land, but I'll get my education at Fuller, and then I'll come right back to Northern California because that's familiar. That's where I grew up. That's where I've done ministry. That's where people know me and value me. And I went down here in 1978. I'm still here. Okay? Now the unthinkable is to do life in Northern California. It's just, life is interesting, right? Okay, so you're here now at that space, but you're also holding on to, hopefully, these stones of memory, of gratitude, okay? But the difference is, even though you're all here, Kevin and his family are now parting company from the rest of you. You're both going into the uncertain future. And here's the key. You both are called to continue to declare and to demonstrate God's good news in ways that Kevin really pioneered here at Epic. But the real test is, with Kevin not being here, is that how you understand the gospel? Is that truly who you understand what it means to be Epic Church in Fullerton? Because whether Kevin's here or not, how you carry it forward, and even how you pick your next pastor and the future leaders, it's all tied to, are you still just as committed, Kevin present or not, to the declaration and the demonstration of the kingdom of God? The last slide is this. God is going to be faithful, but there's a requirement. There's a condition to God's faithfulness. We, as the people of God, must continue to be faithful to what matters to God. I think God does remove God's spirit from churches and individuals. Even if they sing all kinds of nice songs, right? Even if they continue to declare God's name. I mean, heck, we had our attorney general quoting the Bible about separating families. I don't think God's in that. I think there is definitely a condition where God expects us to be faithful to what is on God's heart and God's mind in order for God to continue to be faithful to us. You saw the declaration that Jesus made in his own start of his own ministry about freeing the captives and giving sight to the blind and setting the prisoners free. And it's like, that gets lost. It's so easy for churches today, even churches that were planted to be much more focused on social justice and those hard things, it's easy to acquiesce and to get back into just being church. And that kind of church is dying today. They may be filled with tens of thousands of people, but it's dying. Because I don't think God's in that kind of activity. That's called a social club with religious overtones. That's where people get together to be comfortable, not uncomfortable. And so I leave you with this quote from Oscar Romero. I mean, he died over this. A church that doesn't provoke any crisis, a gospel that doesn't unsettle, a word of God that doesn't get under anyone's skin, a word that doesn't touch the real sin of the society in which it is being proclaimed, what gospel is that? If nothing else, I believe that Kevin's ministry here and his own personal life and his life of this family has been that kind of gospel, that kind of church. That's why you're here. That's why you know that Epic matters. And Kevin, as you go on and you're still facing, like, you don't know, you're too young to retire, so you can't hang out with me. Every day is Saturday, man. Yeah, okay. Okay, so you got to get a job, okay? I talked to Doreen. Okay, you got a job. Karis is going to college. You need a job, okay. Whatever job you do, I know, even if it's not pastoring, even if it's not informal ministry, you're still going to be about that. And if you're not, we're going to have a conversation. But it's not just about Kevin. This day is not just about Kevin. It's also a reckoning for the future of this church. Are you going to be an epic church? Are you going to be a church that maybe most people are not going to want to come to because it's too uncomfortable, because it takes the gospel way too seriously, right? Because not just Fullerton, I'm telling you, the world needs to see examples of epic church, not just its past where you have reasons to be grateful, but you need more people being grateful for epic in the future. The future belongs to God. And God is a good and righteous and just and loving and merciful God. And so my message is not just to Kevin, it's to each one of you too. Both of you have an uncertain future, but there is no doubt about who is writing that future. It's the God who loved us, who loves this world, and who sent his son to prove it's all true. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you for being the God who is outside of time, and yet who entered time and space in a very real way, and even through your Holy Spirit to this moment, you are in life with us. Thank you for the 20 years and even before of being in Kevin's heart and in his mind and in his life, bringing him Doreen and his children and surrounding him with people throughout these past 20 years to make a path in the wilderness that is rare and so needed. God, as the paths now separate Kevin and his family and the Epic Church family, God, I pray that they continue to commit themselves every moment, every day, to the declaration and the demonstration of the gospel that disturbs, of the church that is living proof that your kingdom is truly breaking into this world, even with all of its problems. God, bless them both. May the challenges and trials and triumphs that lie ahead of them continue to give them reasons to pile rocks of gratitude. In Jesus' name, amen.
That slide is too much. Thanks for that word, Ken. I just want to set the record straight. We never had denim shirts with our name or logo on it. I don't even think we had them at Gateway. One of the things that hasn't changed in the 20 years is that I think on day one, and it continues to this day, we've always had technical difficulties. That's just us. And it reminds me every time that we do how grateful I am for all the people who serve in this church that are unseen. Jonathan is the best. He's up there trying to make things work. But all our setup people, all our greeters, our media folks, our sound folks, you guys are the best, have always been the best. I'm grateful we could be a church where things can get all messed up. In fact, my battery pack is blinking low battery. I don't know. I'll talk fast. What can be said after 20 years except for thank you? I mean, that's really all I'm here to say. I am grateful, as Ken mentioned, for being so good to me. Since I am not retiring today, though I wish I was, and though I'm not dead yet, at least I don't think so, to have this moment of appreciation and to receive all the kind words and all the generous sentiments is just the sweetest thing. It is, indeed. It's an amazing gift to me and to my family to be here today and to share this with you. I want to say thank you on behalf of my family to you, Epic. You've been good to us. You have given us the best gift that you can give to a clergy family, which is to allow us to be us. You have not idealized us. You have not made Doreen lead kids ministry for eternity, or I don't know what else, play piano, I'm not sure. You gave us the freedom to be who God has made us. You encouraged us in our gifts. You bore with us in our weaknesses and idiosyncrasies. You've allowed us to fail, to be weak, to be vulnerable, to not know all the answers. And you have loved us well, you have prayed for us, and you have served alongside us, and we thank you for that. I want to say thank you to my family. We received Jaron just a handful, I forget how many months, I kind of remember 3 or 4 months after Epic started. We received Jaron. He's now 20 years old, and we are leaving just as Karis has graduated from high school. She's now 18. So my kids, this is all my kids have ever known. And they kind of have served as a bookend for my journey here at Epic. They began with me at Epic, and now as I see Karis depart for Seattle, it's this kind of bookend for this journey. Doreen, Jaron, and Karis, thank you for serving with me, opening your lives to others all these years, for blessing people in who they are. I think many of you probably can put up with me because, and all my rough edges, because my family has been so kind and gracious. And so I thank them for making it possible for me to pastor. Aaron, thank you, friend, for being my partner in crime for almost, I think, 15 years. Yeah. We've had a good run, a fruitful run. I feel a great privilege to have ministered alongside with you. Thank you for making me a better pastor, for making me a better person. We shared this, when I first started this church, the way I describe it in many places is I've always wanted to create a community that our beloved Ray would be proud of, Ray Anderson, our theology professor at Fuller. And so when you came along and you shared that love for Ray and his theology, it was like a perfect fit. And I think we succeeded in a lot of ways. And I think that's what's unique about our partnership, our theology, our way of doing ministry and our friendship. And I love you, friend. Always be grateful for you. May God bless you and resource you with everything you need as you lead Epic into the future. Ken, thank you for being here today. I feel embarrassed and humbled that they brought you out of retirement to be here. And your slides didn't work. From the beginning and to this day, you have given me almost every opportunity I've ever had in ministry. It's impossible to quantify how much I've learned from you and hopefully embodied from your tutelage, even in some small way. But you've been my mentor, my colleague, and my friend, and I'm thankful that you're here. An epic past, present, and future, because you're all here today. I will remember a lot of things, but I will mostly remember the names and the faces of all of you. When I think of epic, that's what I think of. Thank you for being good to me, for shaping the person that I am, and for the privilege of being your pastor. And I hope that in some small way I've been able to return the favor and to encourage you in Christ. And I pray and hope that you will continue on. Yesterday morning, as I brewed my cup of coffee and sat down with my journal at the kitchen table, I did something that was impossible 20 years ago. I grabbed my iPhone and I opened the Book of Common Prayer app and read the daily office, as I'm accustomed to doing. 20 years ago, there was no such thing as an app, but gratefully, Psalm 87 has always been there for us to bear witness to God's goodness and his wisdom. And this is what Psalm 87 says in verse 3. It says, "Glorious things are spoken of you." And I thought, well, of course, this could apply to God. Glorious things have been spoken of you, God. And it would completely be appropriate for that. But here in verse 3, the "you" referred to here is not God, but Zion, the city of God. And it's a psalm about all the people that God birthed into this city, into this community, the people of God. And it goes on to say that God founded and established them. And that's how I think about epic. I may have been there from the beginning in 1998, but there was other people here. I was just privileged to be a part of them. And ultimately, it's God's church. It's been his idea. It's been his vision. And he has brought us all into it. It's also true that epic, glorious things have been spoken about you. Your reputation has preceded you and has gone out to be an example for others, a hope for others of what church can be. Your reputation has afforded me the opportunity to share in all kinds of places, in all kinds of contexts, both here in Los Angeles and around the country, and sometimes even outside of our country, all the things that God has done in you and through you. Your commitment to justice, your pursuit of healing, your hospitality and community, all these things I've been afforded to share because of you. And so the word that best describes you and the word I want to leave you with is a word that Pastor Aaron has graciously also afforded me, and that is courage. Throughout our history, it has been the courage of ordinary yet faithful and wonderful people who have paved the way forward for us, sometimes against formidable odds, sometimes in the face of raised eyebrows, sometimes amidst understandable doubts. But this church has pursued God's heart even when it's been unpopular, even when it's been risky, and even when it's been potentially damaging to that reputation. And I, for one, will always remember our courage, your courage. I will remember the original three. I will remember the 10 original leaders. I will remember the eventual 22 people who started this church. Everyone had to do something. I will remember everyone who drove and parked, packed, and unpacked the shady van with all our equipment in it for 3 years in Irvine, no less. Every week we prayed we would never get pulled over because we were so out of place. And people did this week after week after week. Gawky, it was parked at Gawky's house where he was a roommate of. And we did this week after week. First, we started at Woodbridge Senior Center. Then we moved to Rancho San Joaquin Middle School, then Curry Middle School. I remember all the people who then trusted our decision to move 20 miles up the freeway to Fullerton to eventually worship at what we fondly call the 427 building. I will remember all the faithful who believed we were called to be a church for our city. They voted to leave a building we had enjoyed 24/7 and ventured into an unknown future without a place to go, only to see God provide Fullerton College the next week, and then a year later, this home at Wilshire Avenue, leading us to the very center of our city. I will remember everyone who went to Mexico, who built houses in Houston, who served at Solidarity, who helped start Hoya Scholars and Soulful and inspired other nonprofits here, who commissioned 4 missionary families from our church into the mission field, the Simons in Spain, Melanie Begal in Lebanon, the Martinsons in Bangladesh, the Pattisons in some undisclosed location. I will remember everyone here for taking risk after risk to be a home to the homeless, a refuge for the undocumented, a safe place for queer people and community to explore race and ethnicity with. And so my word to you, Epic, is to be courageous. Do what you have always done. Be who you have always been. Put your best thoughts and your best energies, your best talents towards living among and advocating for and suffering with those most precious in God's kingdom, the poor and the marginalized, those without power, those without voice. Fight for the dignity and rights of women and people of color, the LGBTQ plus community, for immigrants, for refugees, for those seeking asylum. Love on families, make room for singles, make room for the tired and weary. Always, always take the risk to make room to think about, to vision for the next generation. Which is to say, I think, in the end, to listen to each other. Listen to our neighborhoods. Listen to your city. Listen to what's going on in our country and our world. Never tire of listening to the stories of others, of listening for pain and for hope, listening for struggle and for triumph. Listen because God is speaking to us, always. God is acting, and Epic has always been invited to participate in what God is doing. Listen because God is telling a story, and you're part of it, and that's why we're named Epic. It is among people that God resides, among ordinary people, among those we might overlook in a hurry to get to somewhere else. Some of those people are in our families, in our apartment complexes, in our classrooms and offices, at our parties, in our neighborhoods. They might be in places we usually don't go unless we have the courage to follow Jesus there. The church can only be the church when the main focus is on people who aren't there yet. People who don't belong, who have no place to go, who have no place to call home. The church is only the church when it is not satisfied with what is and longs for what can be. Because God is in the what can be. God is reconciling all things to himself. God is making peace among all things. God is bringing the kingdom to bear on earth, despite at times what our eyes see. God is doing a new thing and is inviting all of us to the table. But it will take courage to see it. It will take courage to believe it. It will take courage to orient our lives to live in it. And for such a time as this, we need followers of Jesus willing to be courageous, to seek the welfare of the city, to do good, to be people of compassion and conviction and hope. And this is what it means to follow Jesus into the world. This is what it means to live in community as people of justice, as a context of healing. This is what it means to live as if God is truly, truly good. And we know that he is. Amen? I know this to be true because you, Epic, for 20 years have taught me this. You have taught me what is good. You have taught me what is right. You have taught me what is possible. You have made the original vision that I and a few of us received from God to start this church, and you've made it become flesh. You have made it real. You have brought it to life. You have taught me what beauty looks like. You have taught me what courage looks like, and I will forever be grateful. And so after 20 years on this last day for me, all I can say is thank you. Thank you for 20 wonderful, life-changing years for me. I will always love you for it. It's been the great privilege of my life to be your pastor. So thank you, and God bless.
Kevin, I know you just sat down, but I'm going to ask you and the Doys to come on up. On behalf of the board and the church, again, we want to thank you all for just so many years of sacrifice and service and care and love for this church. It has meant so much to everyone who's here now, and it's something that we will continue to keep and remember in our hearts. Kevin, thank you so much for founding this church. Thank you so much for challenging us and equipping us with tools to really look at this world and to engage in this world through the lens of love, compassion, justice, and hope. We just thank you so much for sharing your life with us, sharing your story, and we bless you on this next phase, wherever it may lead. And we just want to present you with some gifts here as you go on your way. We have a card with a gift along with some scrapbooks filled with messages and notes from everyone here and people who aren't, just so that you can remember your time here with us at Epic. Yeah. It's kind of tradition here for Epic members to lay hands and pray. So I want to ask just family members and friends, whoever has been touched and moved by the Doys, to come on up so that we can lay hands and pray a blessing for them. So we will have Hiron Ju, one of the original members of Epic here, and who's been with us all this time, to open up a prayer for us, followed and closed by our very own Reverend Jana Louie.
Thank you. And, okay. Everyone will just close their eyes and reach out. Pastor Kevin, Doreen, Jaron, and Karis. I am so privileged and blessed to at least start blessing that everyone has shared today. I just thank you so much, Lord, for how when we started 20 years ago, the Doys were starting a family, and they brought Jaron here and Karis, and how 20 years later, they're in this new phase of life where Jaron's in college and Karis is getting ready to go. So it's not so much having to look forward to an empty nest, but it's a new adventure. So I'm amazed at God's timing for that. I thank you, Lord, that we started off as a church in Irvine, just in the whole postmodern vein. And here we are in Fullerton now, just being so socially aware of all the things that you've shown us. Thank you so much for the Doys. Thank you so much that we not only hold them up as a special family in our church, but we also lift them up as co-ministers and partners and people who we enjoy community so much with. Thank you so much for blessing us so much. There's so much more to be said. I just lift up them just so much, and I'm amazed at what you've done.
God, we do honor you, and we give you glory for your faithfulness, and that, God, you are trustworthy. So, God, thank you for the ways. We praise you. We thank you, God, for the ways in which you've been faithful for over 20 years. God, we know that it hasn't even just been the last two decades, but, God, it has been your work far beyond that. So, God, we do pray. God, I pray in particular that you would bring your protection over the Doy family in this season of transition. God, as they look to send Karis off to college, Lord, I pray for just sweet moments, especially these next couple months. God, to spend time with one another and to celebrate and also grieve changes. God, we pray that you would be present and that you would be near in the ways in which you've been present and near through Kevin's ministry here at Epic. So God, would you come? Would you continue to be the God who's present, who's faithful, who's near? God, I do pray in particular for this next season of transition, these 3 months that Kevin has to just rest. God, I do pray for, in particular, for Kevin and for Doreen as they rest and as they reflect. God, would you protect them? Would you guide their reflections, their thoughts, their conversations? And God, for the ways in which you have seen people through Kevin's ministry, I pray that you would see him, that there would be clear moments, God, where he knows that he's seen and known. God, I pray for the ways in which perhaps there's moments of gratitude and reflection for his ministry, but God, I pray that you protect him from maybe replaying the moments where there's regret, but God, that you would cover him with your grace and your mercy. God, as you've been faithful here at Epic, we pray that you would be faithful upon him and his family as he discerns, as he takes next steps. God, would you bring your healing for the things that Kevin has had to carry that are not seen by others but are seen by you, Jesus. So, Jesus, would you bring your healing? Would you bring redemption to the places that need to that need your caring and your love and your compassion? So, Jesus, would you be gentle? Would you be compassionate? Would you be merciful to him in this season? And, God, I do pray that you would, by your Holy Spirit, would you give him clarity and discernment as their family takes next steps? Father, when there feels like ways in which there's no bottom or foundation or he's not sure where to go, I pray that you would again remind him of your constant character, the one who's just, the one who's righteous, the one who is good and trustworthy. And so, God, in this season of discernment, would you again draw him closer to you, Jesus, that he would know your heart, your character, even a little bit more than before. So we trust you for this, God, and we pray that you would continue to breathe life into his apostolic gifts, his creativity, that even this next season would bring about even more of your creativity and freedom through him. So, God, we're trusting that you would do much more than he can imagine and see in this next season. So we pray all this, trusting in you, Jesus, and in your name alone, Jesus. Amen. Amen.
The other gift that Kevin has given us that will be true of everywhere he goes is the gift of conversation. And so I hope you didn't think you were going to get out of a church service that Kevin's in without turning and talking in small groups, because that's exactly what we're going to do. And we're going to take communion a little differently this week in honor of Kevin and his desire to always make space to come and gather around Jesus. So we have a discussion question for you. It's open-ended, and I'm going to ask that you would turn to a couple of neighbors and discuss this question. And once everyone has had a chance to talk about it, there are four stations with the elements behind you, five stations, excuse me. After everybody's had a chance, would you go up and together take communion together in recognition that God calls us into community? Sound good? Here's the question we're going to discuss as church this morning. How has your understanding of church changed in the last 20 years? Open-ended question, but we always want to spend time together talking. So find a neighbor, groups of three or four, and you can chat about that for a few minutes. And as you're ready, go and as a group, take communion. We'll worship in just a moment. As we begin worship, I would invite you in the midst of our worship, as part of your worship, to go and take communion and partake of the elements of our Savior, body broken for us, his blood poured out for our sins, as we celebrate and thank God this morning.
Until next week.
For more discussions of God's Word like these, go to www.epicchurch.net.